I'd never been as confused as I was when I ran the half mile from the bus stop to the church. I'd cried so hard that my diaphragm was spasming by the time I reached the door. My head was spinning when I ran into my pastor's office. I picked up the Bible that was on his desk and threw it across the room as I yelled, "You can take your God and shove him." I began to cry as I turned and ran out of his office. I'd almost crossed the half-acre front lawn when I sat down on the grass. I was physically and emotionally exhausted when I felt Pastor's hand on my shoulder. "Kathy, what in the world is wrong?" he asked as he sat down next to me. I was crying so hard I was unable to speak. He suggested we return to the church and talk about what was upsetting me. So I nodded my head and we slowly got up and headed back to the building. By the time we reached the door, I'd begun to calm. We sat down in his office, and I began to share my day. I arrived at the high school and went immediately to my locker to grab my books and head to my homeroom and first period class. It was quiet when I reached the top of the stairs, the silence broken only by the slamming of lockers and occasional whispers. I made my way through the sea of silent students to the door of my classroom, where I was met by my friend, who insisted we talk before I go into class. In all the years that we'd been friends, I'd never known him to be so serious. He looked so sad as he told me the story that changed my life. He gave me a hug, and through his tears he whispered, "Alan got hit by a train last night. He's dead." I was in shock. Alan was such a great guy, an incredible athlete, an excellent student, and a fierce friend. Why him? He continued to tell the story. Alan was walking home from wrestling practice with a teammate, and as they approached the tracks, the bells began to ring and the gates lowered. They were at the tracks for about 20 minutes, waiting for a number of freight trains to clear before the ringing stopped and the gates rose. Being familiar with the unpredictability of the signals at this crossing, they looked up and down the tracks, even though all was dark and quiet. They were about halfway across the tracks when suddenly they began to hear a train whistle. Although the gates remained dark and quiet, the boys began to run. Alan's teammate made it across the tracks safely, but he did not. The bell rang and he went off to class, and I walked through the door. The room was eerily quiet. I took my seat in front of Alan's empty desk, and shortly after I was seated, our teacher entered the room, smiling and commenting on how quiet we all were. It was then someone told her that Alan was dead. She stood up and left the room, returning with red eyes and the wrestling coach. We spent the class memorializing Alan, and when the bell rang, we went to our next class. It was amazing how quiet the halls remained in a school with 4,000 students. When the school day ended, I walked past my assigned bus and boarded a bus that stopped near my church. I was almost 16 and had never doubted God. I knew he controlled everything. If that was true, why did he let this happen? I was really mad at God, and the church was the logical place to confront him. When I got to my stop, I stepped off the bus, began to cry, and ran toward the church. I finished sharing my day, and we sat in silence for a few minutes. Pastor had been my spiritual leader from the time I was very young. Without saying a word, his compassion was evident. We talked for a while, and then he gave me a ride home, and we shared my day with my family. Many youth at our church were affected by Alan's death, and Pastor stayed with us and our many friends through the wake and funeral. He even arranged for carpooling with adult drivers for the funeral procession. After the funeral, we gathered at our church to talk and share anecdotes, and for the first time, God became very real to me. I began to understand that he doesn't protect us from the difficult challenges in life, but rather stays with us as we work through them. He understands our doubts and questions. After all, he created us. Until this time, God was the main character in the many biblical stories I heard in Sunday school. He sent his son to perform miracles and forgive our sins. After this incident, I started down a different path. I began to view God as a constant companion and friend, never abandoning, no matter what the circumstances, never judging, loving unconditionally. Pastor had led by example, and I began to truly understand what it meant to be the heart, hands, feet, and voice of Jesus. My faith journey had begun.